It has now been over 40 years since the end of the Vietnam War. Anti-war boomers are Social Security age, and second-generation Vietnamese Americans are coming to grips with their family history, shorn of the polarizing politics that dominated the 60s and the 70s. In Viet Gone, at ACT's Strand Theater through April 22nd, playwright Ky Nguyen examines the lives of his parents as they escaped during the fall of Saigon, meet each other at a refugee camp in Arkansas, and fall in love. As the playwright says at the beginning, it's the story of refugees, but it's also a love story. Ton, played by a vibrant Janelle Chu, has worked at the American Embassy. She comes to the United States with her mother, leaving a brother and fiancé behind. Kang, played by the dashing James Soul, is a South Vietnamese Army helicopter pilot trained in the United States. He escapes Saigon, leaving behind a wife and two children to fend for themselves. Arriving at Fort Chaffee in the middle of America, the two, Ton and her mother, Kang and his best friend, are fish out of water, struggling with the language and with a culture that makes little sense to them. By framing the story in a modern context, Ky Nguyen opens the door to a fractured perspective. The narrative shifts between leaving Vietnam and the arrival in America, and 4 months later, as Kang attempts a road trip to the West Coast, yearning for his homeland and family. Viet Gone is different for two reasons. The first is through its use of language. The Vietnamese speak contemporary American English, and the Americans an almost incomprehensible pidgin, a conceit that works far better than it sounds. The audience sees what the Vietnamese see and hears what they hear. The second is through the use of rap. These moments function partly as songs in a musical, but they're more like soliloquies, short breaks in the action to let us know what the characters are thinking. Using lighting, rear projection, and a catwalk above the stage, director Jaime Castaneda evokes a variety of locations, including Saigon, the camp, and the wide-open spaces of the American desert. Viet Gone feels both intimate and epic. After a brief lull in the second act, Viet Gone comes full circle to the present day in its closing scene, and it's in that scene that it achieves its epiphany. Theater, perhaps better than any other art form, can punch through our assumptions, make us re-examine what we think we've known all along. Americans crave easy answers, but Viet Gone refuses to give them, and that's what makes it a remarkable and thrilling theatrical experience. Viet Gone by Ky Nguyen, directed by Jaime Castaneda, plays at ACT's Strand Theater in San Francisco through April 22nd. For more information, you can go to act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.